From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, July 19, 2016. I'm Philip Gray. Michael Kilgallen is reporting at Capital Confidential that Representative Chris Gibson on Monday, July the 18th, endorsed fellow Tenderhook Republican John Faso in the 19th Congressional District race. Gibson is not seeking re-election. Gibson said, and I quote, "I believe that when the voters of this district get to know John Faso the way I've come to know him over the last three decades, they're going to support him," end quote. The announcement was made outside Gibson's Kinderhook home. Gibson cited Faso's selflessness and team-oriented attitude as positive attributes for a potential congressman. If elected, Faso pledged to continue working on some of Gibson's initiatives, including Lyme disease awareness and disaster recovery. He has been endorsed by the Republican, Conservative, and Independence committees. Faso faces Democrat Zephyr Teachout in November. Of Teachout, Gibson said, and I quote, "I have a favorable view of her, but I have a very favorable view of John. I think he is most qualified to be our representative, and that is because, first of all, he's lived here for decades," end quote. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Tannersville Village Board last week unanimously approved the initial design components for a new municipal website. The site is expected to cost $2,500. Village Mayor Lee McGonigal said, and I quote, "This is an important step for the board in making our website really serve the people who need it," end quote. McGonigal said that the existing website is dedicated mostly to local businesses and attractions and does not suit the village's needs any longer. The board will hire the Kingston-based computer programming service Next Step Digital to design a new site using a WordPress template. The new site will allow residents to view and print documents, and the board will use the site to post meetings, announcements, agendas, and minutes. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Daily Freeman is reporting that Ulster County has granted a permit to the Catskill Mountain Railroad that allows the company to resume scenic train rides in the Kingston-Ulster area beginning August the 1st. The permit is good through the end of 2020. Ulster County Executive Michael Hines said on Monday, July the 18th, that the permit is good through the end of 2020. The county also granted the railroad a short-term permit to provide scenic train rides to the Mount Tremper-Phoenicia area this fall. Beginning next year, that stretch of track will be used for rail bike rides provided by Rail Explorers Corporation. The Catskill Mountain Railroad will pay the county a $50,000 per year user fee. The railroad will use the section of track that starts at the east end of Kingston Plaza and ends at Route 28A in Ulster. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Kinderhook Town Board has rejected a request from Columbia Opportunities Incorporated to operate a Head Start class in the Martin H. Glenn Municipal Building. The Hudson-based Community Action Program requested use of a classroom on the third floor of the building for a three-day-a-week program for income-qualified 3- and 4-year-olds who live in the Ichabod Crane School District. Columbia Opportunities has been providing preschool services in Valencia for several years. Head Start Director Cindy Andros told the board that Columbia Opportunities has been providing preschool services in Valencia for several years. The Glenn Municipal Building is owned jointly by the town and the village of Valencia, so both the town and the village boards must approve applications for use of the building. The village board approved the Head Start application in June. In rejecting the application last week, Town Supervisor Pat Grattan pointed out that Glenn is no longer a school building, and Town Clerk Kim Pankowski said having a preschool using a room above the town offices, and I quote, would not be business friendly, end quote. Others on the board were concerned about incarcerated defendants being brought in for arraignment in the town court when the children are present. Following the discussion, the board unanimously rejected the application. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that on Friday, July the 15th, the state police at Catskill conducted an underage drinking sweep of several area stores where alcohol is sold. The initiative involved store employees being solicited by a person under the age of 21 attempting to buy alcohol. Slater's Smart Shop in Cairo was the only store in Greene County to have an issue. A Slater's employee was arrested and charged with selling an alcoholic beverage to someone underage. State Police Senior Investigator Pete Kaminsky said this kind of sweep is conducted randomly and happens about twice a year. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting that Ulster County Sheriff Paul Van Blarkum is standing by the comments he made last December urging county residents licensed to carry guns to do so at all times. Van Blarkum repeated this idea on Monday, July the 18th, in the wake of recent gun violence in Dallas and Baton Rouge. He said, and I quote, "What is happening in the world now had nothing to do with that comment, and I still stand by it. I would love to have everybody who is comfortable with it, is proficient with it, to carry their weapon if they can. But that would not have changed anything in Louisiana. It wouldn't have changed anything in Dallas either. I don't know what is making all this happen, but we have to figure it out," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Bethany Bump is reporting at Capital Confidential that the State Education Department is encouraging school districts, colleges, and other groups to apply for $9 million in grants now available to help prepare boys and young men of color for college, workforce, and teaching careers. The grant program is part of My Brother's Keeper initiative, which aims to eliminate the opportunity gaps that confront minority boys and young men. The grants will support the Teacher Opportunity Corps and the Family and Community Engagement Program, which is intended to bring more economically disadvantaged individuals, Black, Hispanic, Latino, and other minorities into the teaching profession. And the Family and Community Engagement Program will promote parent advocacy, mentorship, and development of outreach material in home languages so non-English-speaking parents can learn how to be involved in their children's education. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 78 degrees. For Tuesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 55. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 58. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 89 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 67. Sunrise today was at 5:37 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:26 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 19th day of July, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.